Blog Talk Radio.
I'm doing good. Sorry,
didn't come in at 8, and I'm a few minutes late. I was visiting my father, and I got a little bit late over there.
No problem. We're used to you being late, and it's
that's
no problem
me.
For us.
Praise
God.
That's me.
Brother Gus, would you share with the listeners what the word is going to be tonight?
Yeah, God bless you, listeners. Did you let them know that we're Friday, or we're going to continue Friday, right?
Yes. I just let the listeners, let me announce this. We are now on Friday nights. Every Friday night, 11 o'clock Eastern time, 10 o'clock Central.
Yeah.
And if you're on the West Coast, 8 o'clock. And if you're in a different country, well, check your time zone. Amen? God bless you. So,
there you go.
God bless you.
Brother John, me and you was talking earlier about, you know, what we're going to be sharing up to the Christmas season. And I think it was going to be a very good idea, like I was telling you earlier, telling the people, telling the listeners, telling the Christians and non-Christians alike that are out there listening, why we have Christmas, why is it celebrated, and what does it all mean, and how do we encompass Jesus? How is he in the center of all this? What does the tree mean, presents mean? Why do we give gifts? Why do we receive gifts? And we're going to search Christ here without being too technical about it. We just want to see what does Jesus have for us this holiday season and what it's all about. So that's what we're going to be talking about the next few weeks up to Christmas.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And, you know, I know that a lot of people, there's a lot of believers out there that are listening around the world, Brother Gus. And I know that some of us out there, you know, we're hesitant about Christmas trees and so forth. And just to let the listeners know, of course, we do not worship a tree. It's
right.
Something that we put up to symbolize. It's as Christians do throughout the world. And
right.
You know, we decorate a tree with ornaments. We know, we understand the pagan holiday involved in Christmas, correct? Brother Gus?
Yes.
And so forth. But we don't recognize that. We recognize
right.
the living God. You know, we honor Jesus on December 25th. He's the reason for the season. And actually,
yes.
Just to share with the listeners, as we go into the Word, we start to go into the Word, and I prepare our hearts, because every day in our life should be like Christmas season. We should have that same spirit in our hearts as a giving, loving spirit. You know, that's the time that most people around the world give the most. Even when we can't afford it, we give, and we try to bless others at this time of year. Let it be that we do this 365 days a year, and, you know, 12 months out of the year. And always think about our Lord and our Savior, what He's done for us. He's given us the greatest gift of all, His only begotten Son, that whoever shall believe in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen? So
Amen.
With that, Brother Gus, if you're ready, how about we pray and we share the word tonight? Amen?
Amen. I'm ready.
Brother Gus?
You want me to open up in prayer?
Okay. Yes. Would you please?
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Lord, for this time that you've given us, Father. Just this hour or this hour and a half, whatever time that we're going to be speaking tonight, may you use us this whole entire time, Devla. Devla, deduma, through us, speak your Holy Spirit in us, Father, and let it flow out, Father, and reach the listeners, Father, that they would be blessed by your word. Because your word never goes out void. Your word always returns to you, Father, with people being healed, with people being filled, with people being blessed. So, Father, we ask that you would open up our spiritual hearts tonight. And we ask.
We ask that you would open up our spiritual hearts, our spiritual ears, to understand what's being read. And what your birth was over 2,000 years, what it is, what it means to us tonight, Lord. How do we grow from that? How do we learn from that? How we apply it to our lives? In Jesus' name, we ask that you would bless the radio. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Brother Gus, I believe we have a call. right now. We have a call. We're going to take this call before we share the word.
Okay.
And it's area code 516. God bless you. You're live on the air.
Am I unmuted, John D?
Yes, Tony. God bless you, my brother. How are you?
How are you, my friend? It's been a long time.
I'm good. Yes, good to hear you tonight, Tony. How are things in
Florida?
How
you been?
I'm good. Praise God. How are things in Florida for you?
Good, John.
How's stuff in Cleveland? Well, praise God tonight, Tony. You know what? It's good to hear you, my brother Chachez.
Hey, good to
have
to you, John.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a while since I told you.
Thank you. God bless you. You know what? Let us pray. I'd like to say a prayer for you, your family, for the Christmas holiday.
Yes, for God's peace, protection.
Amen. Father
God's
God, in the name of Jesus.
For the holidays.
Yes, Father God, we lift up our brother Tony, Father God, his whole entire family tonight. Father God, we ask for your protection upon them, Father God. We ask that you bless them this Christmas season, Father God. Provide every need for them spiritually, physically, financially, Father God. Give them joy, peace, a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit. Bless them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' name we pray. And we say amen.
Amen.
Hey, Tony.
Amen.
God, thank you for calling. God bless you. Stay and listen.
Good
day and be blessed by the word.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless
you.
Amen. Good to hear Brother Tony. God bless Tony.
God bless you, Brother Tony.
Brother Gus?
Yes.
Brother Gus, go right ahead. Amen.
Okay. Well, God bless you, listeners. For the next 3 weeks, we're going to be in the book of Luke talking about the birth of Jesus. That's also found in a couple of the other Gospels, but we're going to read it from Luke's narrative. Luke was a Gentile. Luke was also a doctor, so his words are going to be very detailed in the description. You're going to hear words like swaddling clothes, a major. You'll hear a detailed description of Luke's narrative of Jesus' birth. So if you want to turn to Luke chapter 1, verse 26, we're going to be opening up the Bible study with the first eight to 10 verses, and that'll give us our text for tonight. We'll be talking about that. I'll give you guys time to turn there. Me and Brother John's going to open up the discussion again. I believe, Brother John, that Christmas is one of the funnest, nicest holidays out of the year. But what happens so often with Christians, too, is that we forget why we're celebrating and why we're giving gifts and why we receive gifts and how this all came along. It was actually Jesus that gave his, it was God that gave his son Jesus to us, which is the greatest gift that keeps giving, the gift of salvation, eternal life.
Amen. That's true. And you know, Brother Gus, it's true. We you know, a lot of times, you know, there's people in the world that are non-Christians, and they're not born again, but yet they celebrate. They celebrate this holiday. And and actually, a lot of them don't really understand. I mean, I'm sure they heard of Jesus, but you know, a lot of them, I'm sure they don't really understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But they you know, but they do celebrate with their families.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's even so-called atheists, okay, that celebrate the holiday. I've seen it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I've actually seen
mm-hmm.
atheists celebrate, have a Christmas tree and everything, but they're call themselves atheists or somewhere agnostic. I think I pronounced that.
Agnostic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. And we're just going to go over it and give you guys an idea of where we're reading from, and meantime, we'll go back into the study.
Where we starting? Luke 1.
1,
what was
26.
It? 26 was okay. Amen.
Yeah, Luke 1, 26. And the listeners out there, God bless you for tuning in tonight. like Brother John was saying, we're going to be on Friday nights now. We changed. We were Saturday. We were Sunday. We're trying to get it so everybody could be comfortable. Let me know, Brother John, when you're ready.
I'm ready.
You there? Okay, so I'm reading from the English Standard Version, so there might be a couple of different words you might have it different in your Bible. So here we go. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God, keyword, sent from God, to a city called Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph. Now, that would be like engaged, or that would be like a humano mangimos kai mangan bori, and at a certain time, they would come and get their bride. So that's what the word means, betrothed.
Yeah,
tomimos, that was the right word. To a man named Joseph of the house of David. Now, that's key because that was his line. And Isaiah says that a king will be, and he will come from the line of David. Okay, that was prophesied. And the virgin's name was Mary. Okay, and he came to her and said, now this is the angel, greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you. Very interesting word there, favored one. The Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled and saying, and tried to discern, or means try to understand, what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Okay, the last part of that is very important. Mary, for you have found favor with God. Now, we'll stop there for a minute, and then we'll continue. That's what we want to find from God today, myself, Brother John, and everyone else out there, to find favor with God.
Yes.
When I go out for business, I'm hoping that I can get along with the customer that I'm going to meet, because if I find favor with him, if he takes a liking to me and I take a liking to him, we can do better business, a better transaction can take place. How much more if we find favor with God, whose love is, you can't measure it. It's from as big as the east is from the west. You want to find favor with God. Now, this small little virgin woman, this 14, 15-year-old girl in a small part of the world, Israel, Bethlehem, found favor with the Creator of heaven and earth. And we all know that our Savior came through her. Moving on, verse 31. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. Now notice it didn't say, well, if you raise him the right way, he might be king. He might be great. He has this great potential. No, he will be. When God says something, it will be regardless of what we think or want. Verse 32, he will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord will be with him, the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. Verse 34, and Mary said to the angel, how will this be since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Verse 38, and Mary said, behold, I am your servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Okay. So that gives us our text for tonight. And again, if you are just joining us, me and Brother John just read from Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 38. So we went through 12 verses there. The coming of our Messiah over 1,000 years ago came, and he's already left. What is there for us to do now that he brought salvation? Well, one of them is Paul says to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Now, that word, we try to work to attain salvation, it means now that you've been saved for salvation, you prepare yourself for the good things that God wants to do through you now that you're saved. Now you're worthy to come to the throne of God because you've been saved by grace. And that's all. Because Isaiah says our best is filthy rags. So we don't bring our best. We come with the blood of Jesus, the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. And that's all here. That's all here. We see the Trinity here. We see Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It says, Mary, you have found favor with God. Read that. That's verse 30. There's the Godhead, God the Father. And you will have a son. His name is Jesus. There's the second part of the Trinity, God the Son. And the Holy Spirit will come upon you. There's the third part, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen, Brother John?
That's right. Amen.
Brother John,
you know,
go ahead and share a little bit. Because I know you got something.
You know,
go ahead.
Praise God. You know, I'd like to share something. As Brother Gus was sharing the word, and him and I talked a little bit about this. We don't usually, as we explained this on the radio before, we don't usually go over it. And we don't rehearse anything or study with each other. We just let the Holy Spirit lead us. And but we talked about this a few days ago back, and we see here a couple of things, and I'll share this with the listeners, Brother Gus, if you don't mind.
Please.
And I believe it was in verse 28, I believe it was. Let's see. I'm just looking here. The angel appears to Mary and says to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." And it made me think, just as Brother Gus was sharing that, well, I know a lot of times, every time an angel appeared to someone, the angel said, "Do not be afraid." A lot of times, a lot of us struggle with fear. I know there's listeners out there around the world. We struggle with fear. I struggle with fear for many, many years. But, you know, God delivered me from fear. And
Amen.
Something I wanted to share here as we go on, and I believe verse 38, Mary says something back, and she says this to the angel. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. I like to say something here. I've been praying a lot more recently in the last few months. And the Lord just showed me through the Holy Spirit to be more humble. I've been a believer for 35 years. And the thing is, sometimes we can get caught up and get a little conceited in our walk with God. And we start to demand things from God. And I know that we should be bold in the word and we're to call out the things. But the Bible tells us, if we say into this mountain, be thou removed, cast, and we believe that. And, you know, Brother Gus believes that we need to speak the word. But we need to be humble and obedient to God. That's the one thing. See, Mary here did not question God. A lot of times we do that. I know I have in my life. And we have to say, according to your word, Lord, let it be done. If it's a healing, if it's a blessing you're looking for, if it's a closer walk with the Lord, if you're having trouble in your family, like if your children are out of order, whatever it might be tonight, I know God is the answer. I know that prayer, you know what, we need to humble ourselves. The Word of God says this, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Well, healing their land does not mean just their crops. It means he's going to heal our health, our families, our finances, every part of our being. And I just wanted to share that with the listeners tonight because I just feel in my heart there's a lot of people going through a lot of problems today, including myself. And we need to hear that God is with us. God is with us, and he hears us. Let us be humble and obedient to him. Amen? God bless you, Gus.
I'm with you. I'm with you when you say you're going through problems. Well, I don't have it together myself. I'm trying by the Holy Spirit. That's why I'm studying with you, reading with you, and sharing with the listeners, right?
Amen.
So
Amen.
Hopefully together we could, get through that with the Word. That's what the Word is for. Whether it's New Testament, Old Testament, you know, we get through it. So Brother John said a couple of very good things there, listeners. I hope you guys grab that. Hold on to that. Verse 38, behold, I am your servant. You know, that's who we need to be today. We need to be like Mary. Be humble. We don't understand always God's plan. Sometimes chidela me salis ko plan, because in Jeremiah it says, I know the plans that I have for you. Isn't that enough for us, Brother John, that he knows the plan? I don't have to know the plan. The main thing is that God knows the plan. He knows what he's doing. He's in control. And that's what's happening here to the small, young, virgin girl. She didn't call for this. She didn't ask for this. It never says that she prayed for a child.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit overshadowed her. She conceived, gave birth to the Savior. Now, that's what needs to happen in our lives today. And you might say, well, how can that be? Well, as a believer, what you want to do is you want to grow. And that's what happens when a woman has a child. It takes time. Child grows inside the womb. Well, you, as a Christian, you want to bear fruits. And that fruit may be peace, love, patience. It's in Galatians. And it's Galatians 5:22. In order for you to bear fruit, you have to conceive. And that you, what is it that you need to conceive? What is it that you need to take in? The Word of God. It says faith comes by hearing the Word of God. There's no way that you could shine God's light unless it's coming through you. Light shines out of something. It just doesn't magically appear. You turn a light on, it comes out of a light bulb. You put a flashlight on, it comes through the battery. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Now he says for us to be salt and light. Now, how are we going to be light? Do we have any radiating light in us? That light is God's word. Now that light is radiating through Mary because the Word of God is actually in her. She's going to conceive that. And that's what we need to be doing today, feeding on God's Word so we can that light can shine into this dark world. And you read the Word and you fellowship and you pray and you fast and you share with one another, not just go to church on Sunday. Because what that does, it dims your light. You need to grow. You need to say the Word constantly, not just on Sunday, but every day, and to stay in God's Word.
Amen.
So look what it says here. Look how beautiful words, if you underline in your Bible, look what I underlined, Brother John. In verse 26, it says, Gabriel was sent from God. I mean, that's very big there for God to send an angel, and Gabriel was a big angel, was an archangel. Him and Michael was, we know that. Look what it says here in verse 28. The Lord is with you. verse 30 says, Mary, for you have found favor with God. I mean, I want these things. I want the Lord to be with me. I want to find favor with God. And in these other verses that it says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be called the Most High. Beautiful, the Son of God. So as we look at all these things, we come around back to what we started talking about earlier, Christmas. How does this all encompass Christmas, Christ, and how they all tie together? Well, it's just something nice to receive something for free, and that's what gift is all about. And that happens mostly on Christmas. Once in a while, you might just get a gift out of the blue. Here you go. I love you. I bought a present. It might be for your child, your wife, your husband. But on Christmas, people are expecting, because that's the one day out of the year. It doesn't have to be your birthday or anniversary for you to get a free gift.
That's right.
Well, what if I tell you tonight, me and Brother John, saying that you can receive greater gifts than neckties, bow ties, gift cards, every day out of the year, all day long, you could receive God's blessing, and that's salvation. And that's what God gave. I was telling Brother John earlier, it's not so much the presence under the tree, it's more who hung on the tree. Because religion didn't die for us. A church didn't die for us. Your pastor, whoever he may be, didn't die for you. My pastor didn't die for me. Jesus died for me. It was by his blood that I'm saved. And that's why he came. He came to die. There's a song, you probably know, it's called Live to Die. That's why he lived to die, that we may have life. So as Christmas rolls around, just trying to keep that in mind. Why am I getting a gift? Why am I giving a gift? Because God gave the best gift that anyone can ever receive. If he never gives us anything else after he gave us salvation, that would be fine, right? Salvation is enough. Salvation is more than enough.
Yes.
Paul tells us that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Well, falling short, you know what falling short means? It means missing the mark, sinning. That's what the word means in Greek. Sin means missing the mark. And Paul says we've all missed the mark. Now Jesus comes and he hits every bullseye, right on target, every time. He fulfills all the law. Not a letter, it says, not a U, not a tittle of the Bible was misplaced, mispronounced. Every word that he spoke was of spirit and of power. And that's what's happening right now, even before he is born. An angel comes to Mary, you're highly favored. God sent Gabriel to her. I mean, this is just a beautiful thing. And all of this can happen to us today, even while we're Christians. God can overshadow you. He can send his angels to speak to you. We want that in our lives today. We want to be radical Christians. We don't just want to, yeah, I'm Christian. How long have you been Christian? No, about 30 years. Well, what's been going on since? Nothing, just church. If that's what's going on, that's not radical faith. That's not abundance of grace. That's not, if your Christianity is not being challenged, then you're not doing anything with your Christianity. You're just going to church on Sunday. Or maybe you're just reading daily devotion. Okay, I'm done. I read 4 verses. But look, Jesus came to set the captives free. The ones that are lame, that they may leap. The ones that are blind, that they may see. He came to cleanse the leper, lift the dead, and raise them up. I mean, everything that the people thought they knew, Jesus turned that upside down. We're to do that today. And all of that turned upside down before Jesus was even born. How much more when his feet hit the earth? That's what we're to do. Hit the ground running. We don't need to be comfortable
questions. We don't need to be sitting back, well, you know, I've been given my 10%. Well, if you've been Christian for years and years, we should bump it to all 15%. Because if God is blessing us, well, how about some thank you in return? How about some, I thank you, Lord. I bless you, Lord, for my brothers that you put around me, for my sisters that pray for me, for my mother that brought me to church, for my father that you gave me, because there's people that don't have mothers, fathers. God came into this world. He set us free. We're still being set free today, what Jesus done over 2,000 years ago. Brother John.
That's right. Amen. You know, Brother Gus, I'd like to just share something with the listeners out there, because you mentioned about tithing, and just to let everybody know, we do not receive any money on this radio station
right.
whatsoever. Okay, never have, never will. And I wanted to share something about tithing. You know, a lot of times, a lot of us have problems, even myself, tithing. Okay, but the Bible tells us to be tithers and to be a good steward for the Lord.
Yes.
If you can't give 10%, you know what? If you can't give that 10%, start out with 1% if you have to. Start out with 2%. You know, as your faith increases, the Lord will bless you. And just want to share out there, but give, you know, give to your church. And because they all need to pay their bills. Every church has bills to pay and payrolls and mailings and whatever, and utilities. But I just wanted to share the most popular scripture in verse 1 of Luke. As we all know, this is believers 37. It says, Luke 1:37, for with God, nothing will be impossible. With God, there's nothing that is impossible. As we know that, as a believer, Jesus says, ask anything in my name, and I will do it, that the Father may be glorified. Tonight, ask from the Lord, because, you know, he's already given us the greatest gift, salvation. And
right.
some of the other things that I don't want to bounce around too much. I don't want to bounce around too much, but I have to share this too. Jesus was conceived into Mary's womb here.
Mm-hmm.
And he grew. The Bible says he grew in stature as he was born.
That's right.
On what we call Christmas Day. Well, he grew in stature. We're to grow like Jesus did. You know, I read a verse, actually, if I'm not mistaken, it was either yesterday morning or this morning. I can't tell you where it's at, off the top of my head. But it says, just as a man cannot understand how a baby grows in its mother's womb. See, those are the miracles of God. And we need to grow. We need to grow in the Lord. We need to grow in stature with the Lord and grow closer and closer to him. And you know what? As I shared earlier tonight, let us be more humble, not only towards God, but our brothers and sisters out there. Sometimes we can come across, like I say, being a little too arrogant at times, and we, you know, somebody says something to us, we like to snap right back with a, you know, a phone call and all this. But the thing is that let us be humble servants of the Lord, and just watch how your life will start to change, how God will start to pour out his blessings, and God will start to heal you from the inside out. And it's happening to me, just as I share with you tonight. He's given the greatest gift of all, and I'm loving it. I'm just receiving everything the Lord has for my life, and I'm learning to become more humble and more humble. And you know what? It's a process. I like to share that. It's not a one-day thing. It's a growing process. We need to get into the Word. We need to get in prayer on our knees before the Lord. We have to get on our face before the Lord. You know, it starts to get easier and easier. And I've shared that in the past on the radio. It starts to become easier and easier. But you see, here was Mary, a young girl. We have to think Mary was probably between the ages of 13 and 16 years old.
Yes.
Just a young girl, but she found favor with God. The God, the creator of the whole universe, picked Mary to be the mother of Jesus, or to carry the Savior of the world. And see, we can find favor with God. And we have. If you're a born-again believer, you have found favor with God.
Yeah.
And if you're listening and you're not a believer, if you're not born again, maybe you know about Jesus. Maybe you attend church. Maybe you've been attending church all your life, but you're not born again. The Bible says you must be born again. Those are the words of Jesus Christ himself. And how do we become born again? By receiving him. We need to receive him in our heart and receiving the Holy Spirit and receiving this great salvation, what he's done for us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, there's a lot of churches and a lot of pastors out there that preach Jesus, but they don't preach salvation in Jesus.
That's right.
Brother Gus, as you go ahead. I'm sorry about that. Sorry for taking so much time.
I'm always glad when you're coming in and like what we do, because there's different things that the Holy Spirit will share with you that is not revealed to me, and that's why you do Bible study together. So we encourage listeners that you Bible study with someone, a believer, that way you guys could uplift each other as you guys are sharing through the Holy Spirit. So Luke goes on to say that in verse 6, and while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, meaning Mary, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger because there was no place for him at the inn. So we see the Lord, our Savior, stepping onto the scene, and he doesn't come born as a king. So people should say, well, yeah, he's definitely going to be the king of Israel because his father was a king and he descended from a king, and he's going to receive his father's crown or his throne. No, that's not the way Jesus chose for the people to want to see him. He comes humble and lowly as a servant. We see that all the way through the New Testament. And Brother John knows this so much better than me, but I got a lot of New Testament to start reading. Because he washes the disciples' feet. That's something a servant would do. If you read the New Testament, whenever a priest would visit someone or whatever, someone that had higher ranking in the city would go to someone's house, the servant of the house would go and wash that person's feet. See, that was a servant's job. And Jesus lowered himself to a servant, the creator of the heaven and the earth, to washing the disciples' feet. And we see he doesn't come in into Jerusalem, you know, when the people are shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna. He doesn't come on a big, beautiful horse. He doesn't come with a caravan of people and animals. He comes lowly on a donkey. He says, behold, your Savior comes on a colt, on the foal of a colt, a donkey. Then we see him now being wrapped in swaddling clothes, born in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. Because people did not want to take in this lady. We don't know who are you. First of all, you're saying that your child's born of the Holy Spirit. You're a young girl. This is not your husband. So people are really interested in helping this woman at her last moments to give birth to this child. But Jesus chose this. Jesus chose this. And when you decide for the Lord to become your Savior, your personal Lord and Savior, there's no better life than the life in Christ. But it's not always easy. And that's what's happening to Mary and Joseph. They have to travel from Bethlehem to the city of David because that's where their lineage was. Caesar Augustus wanted them to go there so they can all register. And on the way, they got there and that was the time for her to give birth. So bringing this all together, when you decide I want the Lord to be the Savior of my life, it's not always easy. Sometimes it's hard. Lord, you called me to church, I'm baptized, I even speak in tongues, but why is this so difficult? Why am I having these problems? Well, because, you know, the world is always against the things that are of God. And that's the way it'll always be. And Jesus says, and it's not you that they're hating, it's me, because I'm in you. But Jesus says, take heart, I've overcome the world. So here's the principle that we need to learn. Take heart. If you have some problems, if you're going through things and there's no room for you, you don't think you don't fit in, you think you had it hard, there's nowhere for the Savior of your life for him to lay his head. But look how hard is that. He gave us life, but there's nowhere for him to be born. A manger is where animals are. There's hay, there's straw, there's donkey, there's cows, and that's where the Savior is. And this is not a mistake. This is not coincidence. This is all God's divine appointment and plan. But his second coming will be King of Kings, Lord of Lords, reigning on high, coming with the clouds. That's how people thought he was coming the first time. He came as a servant. And we're to learn from that and to serve others. He came giving gifts. What did he give? He gave the blind sight. He gave the dead life. He set the captives free. And what are we giving this year? So my question is to the listeners, what are you giving? Jesus gave it all, and he's continuing to give. Brother John?
Amen. Amen. You know, as we go in the second chapter of Luke, as Brother Gus was sharing there, Jesus was laid in a manger because there was no room for him at the inn. The inn represents our heart. We have to make room in our heart for him. If there's somebody out there that can hear the sound of my voice tonight, and you never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you need to open up your heart to him. He wants to enter your heart tonight. He wants to be your Lord, your King, your Savior. He wants to give you eternal life. That could be the greatest gift a man or woman or child can receive, is eternal life, knowing Jesus Christ, being born again. I like to share something. The saddest thing I could see when I, in my years of walking on this planet, is seeing somebody in their 60s, 70s, or even 80s, and they don't know the Lord. They're not born again. But I see a 20-year-old who loves the Lord and has known the Lord since they were a child and speaks God's word and prays for people. And I see people who are in their age, and they, you know, and you get up there in age, and we don't have much time left on this planet, whether it's the rapture or our personal rapture. Tomorrow's not promised to no one. Tonight, if you're listening tonight and you'd like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you could do it by saying a prayer. It says so, and believe it in your heart. It says so in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. It says, if you confess Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, and that he died for you, and that God raised him on the third day, and believe in your heart that God raised him on the third day, you shall be saved. By saying a prayer tonight and receiving him, you can become born again and have everlasting life. And tonight I'm going to turn it over to our brother Gus to say what we call the believer's prayer, because you have to be a believer to receive it tonight. If you feel in your heart that you're far from God, even if you are a believer and you're not walking with God tonight, say this prayer as a rededication tonight. Come back to the Lord. And those of you who've never received Jesus tonight, out loud tonight, wherever you're at, wherever you're listening, and believe it in your heart. God bless you, Gus. Would you give the prayer out tonight?
Yeah. The sinner's prayer is exactly what it's saying that it is. It's a sinner's prayer. And how beautiful, because Jesus has a prayer even for sinners. So we pray this prayer together. We'll agree with you. Even though we don't hear your voice, God hears your heart. That's the most important thing. And just say simply, "Dear God, I admit I'm a sinner, and I need your forgiveness. I believe that you died bearing my sins in mind, and you took my place, my penalty, forgiving my sins. I'm willing right now to turn away from the way I've been living, the way I've been acting, the way I've been speaking, and to turn to you as my Lord and Savior, my personal Savior. I commit all that I am into your hands, and I ask that you would send your Holy Spirit into my life and take control and help me to be who you want me to be, the man, the woman that you want me to be. And I thank you for loving me, and I thank you for receiving me." And if you pray that prayer, like Brother John says, we believe that you're a child, a son, a daughter now of the Most High.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And tonight you can write to us. You can send an email to us if you need a church, a Bible-believing church that believes in the whole Bible, that baptizes in water by submersion. And tonight you can write to us at Gypsy Radio, the number one, at yahoo.com. That's Gypsy Radio 1 at yahoo.com tonight. And that's the greatest gift you could receive tonight, eternal life in Jesus Christ. If you said that prayer tonight, write to us. Let us know you heard us tonight. I'd like to share, we have about 8 minutes left of the program. I'd like to share out there that we've been getting a lot of response from Facebook around the world. I just got a prayer for a sister in Slovakia. Earlier, Russia. I want to say thank you. I want to say to each and every one who said, "Want to speak."
That's so nice.
And
that's so nice.
Pardon us out there. Pardon us out there. We're going to speak the Pomono language here for just a minute. We'd like to just give our welcome here and thank yous to Mother Paula, Mother Pia, Besana Vitema, the Rosotomino Del, Besana Vitastation.
Amen.
Vidaltumen odels hastimos, visastel tumaro stato, tumaro duho, alesco chalesco nao, Jesus Christo, Ramona Menga, Gypsy Radio, number one, at yahoo.com, Gypsy, G-Y-P-S-Y-S, or S-Y, Radio, R-A-D-I-O, one word, Gypsy Radio, the number one, at yahoo.com, Ramona Menga, station. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you tonight. And God bless the listeners tonight. I want to thank the call-in listeners tonight. The faithful listeners that listen to you every week. God bless you. Remind your family, your friends, that we're on Friday nights now at the same number. I'm going to pass out the phone number real quick. 917, if you don't have it, 917, if you're listening by internet, 889-7893, Friday nights, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 o'clock Central, and 8 o'clock on the West Coast. And churches, we thank you. We love you. So if you have a prayer request, if you're a call-in listener, if you're listening by internet, call in the number. If you're listening by telephone, just hit 1. You might have a prayer request or a comment or a question. We'll try to answer it tonight for you. We have about 5 minutes left of the program tonight, amen?
Yes.
So God bless you tonight.
Just to let you know, next week we'll be going into chapter 2, verse 8. the angels visiting the shepherds. Come pray up, come read up, and you'll be prepared. You'll have the story already in your head before me and Brother John go over it. And you might have some questions at the end of the station. We'll be more than happy to try and answer some of those. So next week, chapter 2 of Luke, verse 8.
Amen. Amen, yes. And I know we don't have any callers right now, but I'd like to pray. Let's pray for some people out there. Let's just agree. I ask all the believers tonight, let's agree in prayer. Let's pray tonight for whoever's listening out there tonight. You might have a loved one that needs a healing tonight. We have a few minutes, but we're going to pray right now. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this night, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your great salvation, for your Son, Father God. Tonight, Father God, we thank you because we know nothing is impossible with you. We pray for those who need physical healing, Father God. We come against cancer tonight, Father God. We come against, Father God, heart disease in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask for healing for people that the ones that need the healing tonight, Father God. Those with broken bones, I want to mend them tonight, the Lord, in Jesus' name, Father God. Those who have a crushed spirit, broken heart, the Lord, in the name of Jesus, the Lord, heal them tonight. Father God, tonight we come against the Lord. Diabetes, Father God, in Jesus' name. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, in Jesus' name. Heal your people tonight, Father God. We ask, send your word and heal them, Father God. Those
yes,
who need a financial blessing, a healing, a breakthrough tonight, as we prayed earlier, Father God. Make a way for them tonight,
Brother
Father
John,
God.
Can you pray for John's family?
Tonight, Father God, those who lost the loved one, we lift up John's family tonight, Father God, for peace and for comfort
yes,
to them, Father God. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, tonight, your word says that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive in your name shall be caught up to the air to be with you forever. Comfort them
yes,
with those words tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
We have a
amen,
couple of callers. We're going to take this real quick. We have just
okay,
a couple minutes left. Area code 981 or 985. God bless you. You're on the air.
Hi. I was calling in for prayer for peace. My neighbor is constantly trying to start like confrontations with me, and she's even.
Oh, sorry, caller. We lost caller there. I believe they were asking
okay,
for to have trouble with their neighbor, and we lost it there.
Yeah, that's what it's
all like. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come to you tonight, Father God. Meet this need tonight, Father God. The peace, protection, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, for peace with our neighbor, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. We have another call here, area code 267. God bless you. You're live on the air tonight. God bless you.
Caller, you're live.
267, God bless you. You're live on the air.
Hello, do you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Hello, Mr. Jackie.
Hi,
hello,
how are
Jackie,
you?
God bless you.
Hey, John. Hey, just have a little testimony I want to give.
Sure, Jack. God bless you. I didn't recognize your voice. God bless you, Jack. How are you?
Good, Paula. About 3-4 days ago, my brother-in-law, George, had a heart attack and heart failure, grenade kidneys. We took him to the hospital. As he got into the hospital, John, he got worse. He had one massive heart failure. The man went out. They revived him. The doctors came to me and told me, Jack, say your goodbyes. He's not going to last out the weekend. So long story short, the man's an accident. A lot of bad team. He had another heart failure, but we revived him. So now the doctor came to me and said, Jack, he's got about 2 hours to live. We'll pull all the machines off of him, and there's no help. So me and the boys were in the hallway. It got so bad that we're calling undertakers and things, and it's good. It's going to happen. The man's going to die. There's no
right.
Machines for John, and this story, even me saying it, it's hard for me to say it because it sounds so fake. The man got up after he took off the machine, looked at us, and said, "Hi, fellas, what's going on?" And
praise
he started talking. "Fellas, I'm Johnny, you know me. I'm not making this up. It sounds like a fake story
yes.
that you hear from the movie."
Oh, I believe you.
"I'm still in shock over it. We're in motel rooms right now. And we're in shock over it. I wanted to hear the radio. My PR told me that you guys are on the radio tonight. And I wanted
praise
to
God.
Do the test. But you know what? He's in a regular room. He's not in intensive care no more." Don't get me wrong. The man is still sick. He's still in danger. But he's
yes.
alive.
That's the main thing.
We read the story of Lazarus, and we believe that it can't be. And I'm going to tell you that I put this man a new nickname. I'm calling him Lazarus from now on.
What's his name, George?
George.
Yes, let's pray for
George,
him. Let's pray.
Yes, please, pray for him and the family,
yes.
because it's amazing
yes.
what I see, John. If you can hear it in my
Amen.
Voice, I'm still shocked.
Yes, I didn't recognize your voice in the beginning. Yes, let's pray. Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this testimony, dear Lord. Continue your work in George, dear Lord. We ask for a complete 100% healing for him, Father God, tonight. Father God, tonight, Father God, we ask that you touch him by the power of your Holy Spirit, dear Lord, that you heal him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet in the name of Jesus, Father God. Put your peace, dear Lord, upon his family, his friends. We know that you're the healer, dear Lord. And we know that next Friday we're going to get another testimony, Allah, in Jesus' name, Allah. We thank you for our brother Jack tonight. Bless him and his family. Light every need. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Jack, God bless
you,
my brother. We're out
thank
of
you.
Mind for all of
you. Good hearing from you. And keep me
yes,
and my
Jack.
Family in prayer also. We need a house.
Yes,
so.
Yes, the
okay.
house for yes, in Jesus' name, Jack. Jack, God bless you. Let me know on Instagram. Okay, how are
you?
God
bless you, Gary.
God
that was beautiful word.
God bless you. Thank you. God bless you too, my brother. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. We want to say thank yous. God bless yous till Friday night. Next Friday night, 11 p.m. East Coast time. Gypsies for Jesus Radio. Good night. God bless yous. We love yous.